Pretty Vacant by Hugh Costello, with Jane Slavin as Nora and Tim McInerney as Frankie.
I come from Manchester. This is my city. Birthplace of the Industrial Revolution, the original powerhouse of the North. Home of some of the greatest bands in the history of music. And now suddenly we're famous for something else.
The skyline is being transformed in front of our eyes. Thousands of new high-rise homes appear every month. With the population set to double in the next 5 years, there will be property winners and losers.
In my line of work, I see more of the losers. I spend my days fighting for their right to a decent home. The trouble is, the more property appears on the Manchester skyline, the more the scales are tilted in favour of those with money. And where there are people with money, there's sometimes corruption too. This is not some obscure financial issue. It distorts our society. It directly affects people's lives. Nobody is safe from the fallout from dirty money. And I should know.
Here we go again.
Give me a chance.
Every bloody turn. You'll flood the thing.
Shut up, Frankie.
We need a new van.
See? Just have to be patient.
Blair was Prime Minister when I bought this van. United was still good. It's ancient history.
Frankie, I can't keep doing this. I'm overworked as it is.
Well, you happy to let these people freeze to death on the street?
You know what I mean? Frankie and I ran a charity called Hearth. Our mission, to campaign and lobby and persuade until everyone in Manchester had a decent home. We were policy wonks, but with a heart.
How many words have you and I written, eh? In the 15 years we've been doing this. Reports, analysis, talking points. Submissions to parliamentary inquiries. And where has it got us? Manchester's full of cranes and diggers. There are buildings going up all over the city, and almost none of them are affordable for the average woman in the street.
Trouble was, Frankie was losing interest. He preferred taking van loads of sleeping bags and hot drinks to rough sleepers in Trafford and Bury.
I'm tired of words, Nora. We can write and say whatever we want. In the end, money talks. Always has, always will. Action. That's what's needed. Down on the streets, helping the folk who can't help themselves.
Is this your way of telling me you want to leave?
Oh, now you're being daft.
A fella rang the office number the other day, looking for you. An estate agent in the Peak District.
It'll be one of them cold callers.
Returning your call, that's what he said.
They'll say anything. Parasites, all of them. Right, pull in here. Our public awaits.
In every shop doorway, a huddled shape. Young and old, men and women. Most are alone, counting the hours till they manage to sleep. As me and Frankie start to hand out sleeping bags and food parcels, I see a familiar figure crouched in the doorway of Poundland. Yolanda?
Oh, Nora.
I didn't expect to see you here.
Yeah, well, it's not how I was planning to spend the evening.
What happened?
The hostel kicked me out.
What about your daughters? Still with foster parents?
I want her back, Nora.
Of course you do.
I want to take care of her myself.
You were doing great for a while. I thought you found a decent flat.
Till I got evicted. Late with 1 month's rent.
Have you been down to the housing office?
They won't help me because my ID is locked in the flat with all the rest of my stuff.
Kev.
Nora, I need you.
It'll have to wait. Deadline looming.
Tell me about it. Just give me 2 minutes, please.
Kev works for the local paper. His beat is social deprivation in all its forms.
My editor wants a story on how the high cost of living is affecting housing.
So he thought you'd call Rent Quote.
If there was a better source out there, I'd call them instead.
You little schmoozer. Okay, well, I met a woman last night who's been evicted for missing a month's rent. Her landlord is holding her stuff hostage. This woman works 2 cleaning jobs, delivers takeaways in the evenings, and she's sleeping rough in Trafford. The main reason is that housing in Manchester isn't affordable for low-income residents.
Funny how it always comes back to that.
Yeah, because it's true. The council's running a conference on housing policy on Friday. You should come along.
I will if you're going.
I'm giving a talk, if I ever finish writing it.
I'll stop pestering you. Thanks for this. Exactly what I needed.
Happy to help, Kev.
Happy to help, Kev.
What?
You know what? He's got you where he wants you.
I've no idea what you're talking about.
Feeding him your expertise.
Is there something wrong with that? Cooperating with a journalist who shares our goals and values?
Oh, that's what you like about him, is it? His values?
Yeah.
Not those chiselled cheekbones or the guns he got from doing press-ups when he was inside.
I haven't really studied his guns, unlike you, obviously.
Oh, he gives off that fragrance women find irresistible. Authenticity, Paul Lom, the scent of the street.
You're sad.
He's too young for you, anyway.
Good.
He can do much better than a rattle dog.
Oh, piss off. Okay.
Excuse me. Sorry, the door was open. I can come back later if you like.
What's it about?
My name's Layla. Here's my card. I need some advice.
Yeah, if you're looking for help finding a place to live.
I don't think she is. Accent like that.
We're more of a campaigning organisation, policy and research.
Long story short, I own a building and I want to donate it. Wait, not exactly donate it, but I don't want to make a profit from it, from the tenants.
Well, that's priceless, it really is.
Hang on, why do you want to do this?
I want to help people.
Well, are you auditioning for Miss World or something? My dream is to end poverty and bring peace to the world.
Okay, just forget it.
No, wait. Let's have a proper chat. They call it buy to leave. In Manchester alone, there are 15,000 residential buildings sitting empty while families go homeless and young lives are blighted. So when one of these buy to leave properties suddenly becomes available, well, I have a duty to check it out. Oh my God, it's huge.
There are 20 units like this. My father bought it off the plans a few years ago.
What was he, an oligarch?
He was a self-made man looking for somewhere to put his cash.
What about the existing residents?
There aren't any.
The whole place?
A few of the flats had tenants at one point. My father evicted them all.
Nice.
He wanted to redevelop the site. Offices, hotel, fitness club.
Oh, like we need more of those. What changed his mind?
He died.
Right. Yeah, sorry.
And now it's mine. I loved my dad, but his values? Yuck. That's not me.
So, what is you?
I want to convert the whole block. More units, but still high spec, and when that's done, I want to rent these units to people who find it hard to get housing elsewhere. Low-paid workers, families on universal credit, people with special needs.
Fantastic. How low are you willing to go?
That's an area where I need advice. I want to pitch the rents below the market level, but at the same time, I worry I might insult people.
You mean offend their working-class pride?
Maybe, yes.
Layla, they aren't going to turn it down because it compromises their dignity.
Cool. It's reassuring to hear that. I know what you're probably thinking.
I'm not judging you.
Spoilt little rich kid acting like some Victorian benefactor.
Well, if this is what you want to do with your money and your property, I'm all for it.
I plan to set up a business to oversee the transformation, but it won't be a for-profit company.
A social enterprise.
Exactly.
Believe me, I would be up for that challenge. I can connect all the dots. I know how to get quick answers from the council. I have a network of tenants' organizations.
What about builders, tradesmen, decorators? I want this thing to happen quickly.
Frankie has people who'll drop everything to work on a socially beneficial project.
Frankie doesn't like me, remember?
Leave that to me. Good morning. I want to thank Manchester City Council for inviting me to speak here today. A bit of a surprise, given that I spend most of my waking hours telling them how misguided their housing strategy is. But in fairness, they are not alone. My research has shown that tens of thousands of perfectly good homes sit vacant because we're happy to allow investors to sink their funds, often illicit overseas money, by the way, into empty properties.
Hey, Nora.
Layla, so you came.
All part of my education. Your talk was amazing. So inspiring. The way you make the link with the whole buy-to-leave thing.
It's a hot topic here at the moment.
Good job, Nora.
Hi, Kev.
Saw the council's housing team shaking their heads when you mentioned dirty money.
They tell you it's not their problem.
Central government makes the rules.
But I didn't hear them complaining when outside investors were feasting on Manchester's property boom. Kev, this is Layla.
Hi. Are you researching this area as well?
No. I'm one of those outside investors you're all having a go at.
Oh, yeah? Looking to make a killing in Manctopia, are you?
I'm trying to undo some of the wrong-headed thinking Nora spoke about.
Layla and I are working on a social housing project together.
She's the brains, I'm the money.
So, this project, I take it the council don't know about it?
God, no. There's no way I'm getting bogged down in public sector bureaucracy. I believe the dynamic values of the free market can be brought into the not-for-profit sector.
Is that right? And you're on board with that ethos, Nora?
I wouldn't put it... We're setting up a social enterprise. Its values will be all about meeting the needs of low-income tenants. Right, Layla? Hi, Kev.
I just want to say, you were terrific this morning. Top speech. Really nailed it.
I think you've already given me that compliment.
I'm doubling down.
Not generally your style.
Yeah. Thing is, sorry if things got a bit weird.
With Layla?
I wasn't trying to undermine you, your politics.
I have to get used to it if I'm going to sleep with the enemy.
It sounds like a great project. You've checked her out, right?
You have a suspicious nature, Kev. Handy in your profession.
Old journalist should do some time inside. Gave me a sixth sense.
Kev, I appreciate the call, but I wasn't born yesterday.
Of course you weren't. Grannies and eggs, etc.
Watching with the granny stuff.
Which is why I'm sure you'll have done your due diligence.
Good night, Kev.
I'll see you.
This is a first draft, but I think I've included most of the areas we need to start exploring.
Let's take a look.
Broadly, there are tasks to do with construction and decor, and then legal and admin stuff. I thought maybe we could each take a section.
Layla, before we get going, there's something I need to talk to you about.
Go ahead.
I was doing some searches online, you know, for background.
Background on what?
You.
Not a lot.
Almost nothing, Layla.
A few years ago, I was contacted by an ex-boyfriend. Quite a troubled guy. We met when we were young. It was fun for a while.
Until it wasn't. Well, we've all had that boyfriend.
He stalked me. And he filled the digital space with lies about me. Really hideous lies. Accusing me of criminal activity and just... depraved stuff. In the end, I had to apply to Google to get all mentions of me removed. I quit all my social media platforms. My husband and I moved house without telling anyone our new address. I pretty much went underground.
God, what a nightmare.
I'm kind of feeling my way back into the real world right now.
Not easy, I'm sure.
No, but this is helping a lot. It's so brilliant to be doing something real. Making a difference, you know.
Who is?
Hi, Frankie.
What's she doing here, apart from inflating your already outsized ego?
We're having a meeting.
Using my chair.
Well, you weren't here.
Well, I'm here now.
So you are. Here you go.
Thank you.
Thought you were working from home today.
I was, till the man next door started pollinating his eucalyptus with a 200 decibel chainsaw.
I've been to see Layla's building. It's incredible.
Well, in that case, you won't have any problem finding people to live in it. Especially poor people. They're generally not too choosy.
We're going to form a social enterprise to convert the flats and manage it as a social housing project.
And they say privatisation is out of fashion.
To get started, we need an architect to oversee the conversion. I'd love to ask your mate in Stockport.
Olivia Yates. Yeah, she'd be perfect. Always prioritises jobs with a progressive ethos.
That's what I thought.
There you go, then. Give her a call.
Yeah, much better if you do it. You and Olivia are a proper mates. I barely know her.
Oh, you're right. It would be better if I called her.
We're keen to get going straight away.
But I'm not going to. This is a campaigning organisation with a clear mission to change our rotten and inequitable housing system. What we're not is an estate agency.
Hang on, just the other night you were telling me you're tired of campaigning. More action, fewer words. That's what you said.
And I stand by it.
I want you to help me in return. I'll give you full credit and a large donation that you can use to fund your research. Very large.
What's not to like about that, Frankie? All we need is your blessing and your contacts. I'll do the rest.
I'm not willing to lend our hard-won credibility.
Even if it means decent homes for low-income families. God, it must be so wonderful to be so bloody righteous all the time.
It's called having principles.
Principles are all you have left, Frankie. You stopped caring long ago. That's the difference between you and me. I still care. I'm still willing to put in a shift.
I'm going to get a sandwich. Do you want anything?
Just go.
Right.
Oh, God, I hope he chokes on it.
This is not good, Nora.
I'll keep working
on
it.
I'm worried it's going to hold everything up.
Layla, this is the real world. Getting things done involves constant negotiation, persuasion. Things don't just happen when you click your fingers. If you're not comfortable with that...
I'm not comfortable with being patronised.
No, well, too bad. You give me the space I need or you'll have to find someone else.
Pile of flaming junk.
Hey, looks like you could do with a push.
What? No, you're all right. Won't do any good.
You check the battery?
It's brand new.
Well, could be the cables or maybe the alternator.
Oh, whatever. This van was put on the earth to torture me.
Well, looks like you got a good few years out of it. I had one of these myself a long time back.
Oh.
Pretty much lived in it when I was starting my business. You're Frankie, right?
Yeah. Sorry, I have a terrible memory for faces.
No, we haven't met. I'm Phil. Phil Chadwick. I'm Layla's husband.
We're in business together, right?
Hang on. I run a charity. I'm not in business with anyone.
Okay, I hear you. Bad choice of words. Let's call it a collaboration. This housing project...
Which I have not signed up to.
Yeah, so I gather. She can't do it without Nora and you. Simple as that.
Not my problem.
Okay. Let's analyse this. You have a principled objection to facilitating...
A rich woman's messiah complex, correct.
And as far as you're concerned, private wealth is always to be mistrusted, am I right?
I prefer it when the wealthy stick to what they're good at rather than pretending to give a toss about the great unwashed.
You're hardcore, Frankie, I'll give you that. Look, I'll be honest with you. I don't believe philanthropy is an answer to the world's problems any more than you do. There'll always be winners and losers, and it's up to the state to look after the weak.
The weak? Bit Darwinian.
The less fortunate, the disadvantaged, whatever you want to call them. But this project means a lot to Layla and to Nora. You can see the fire in their eyes when they talk about it, and their motives are pretty damn good. I'm asking you to get out of their way and let it happen.
It's time we had a talk about who's going to live in the building.
Ideally, we'd be looking at tenants who work.
That's a pretty wide category.
I have nothing against people on benefits.
I'm sensing a but.
Hand on heart, my sympathies lie with life's grafters.
Layla, lots of people on benefits also work. They just don't earn enough to cover the cost of living, and they all need our help.
Of course.
Landlords can market a place as affordable housing if it's 80% of the market rent. That's not affordable unless you have a good income.
This is why I need you, Nora. I just don't have a read on this stuff. Everything I needed was always just there, as if by magic.
You two still plotting?
Don't worry, we'll get out of your way.
There's no need. I rang Olivia.
The architect?
As I predicted, she's very excited. She'd love to meet, have a look at the building.
That's amazing, Frankie.
The great thing about Olivia is that she has this posse of regulars who work for her. Builders, electricians and so on. Highly skilled people with sound views.
They must be sound if you approve of them.
Does this mean you've changed your mind?
I don't change my mind, Nora, as you well know from harsh experience. But I am occasionally willing to tweak it. So, yeah. Let me know what I can do to help.
With Frankie on board, the way was clear. Plans were drawn up, permits obtained, and the transformation of Layla's building went ahead at breakneck speed. It helped that Layla was always happy to pay up front, and Phil had a salesman's knack for getting people to do things they didn't want to do. My role was to make sure the converted units met the needs of the people who would live in them. If this whole thing was a social experiment, I was going to make sure the guinea pigs were well looked after.
I'm not sure we've got enough fridges to hold all this.
No, a pal of mine is going to lend us some, just while the pop-up's running. He'll meet us down there.
I was thinking, if the food bank works out, we might look for somewhere to open a proper cafe.
Well, I thought you were wary of distractions. The campaigning must come first.
Well, they might complement each other.
Oh, yeah. I can see you and a United Pinny lining up the bacon butties.
Ah, that's the scary thing. So can I.
You're ready for a change, are you?
Well, there are days when I wake up wishing there was a field and a river outside my window instead of the tailback on the Bury New Road.
Well, don't spend too long agonising over a move. We'll be too late to enjoy it.
Yeah, you're probably right. I was thinking we should be making a bit of a noise about Layla's housing project.
Oh, yeah? What do you have in mind?
Well, like a guided tour for the press or some kind of launch event. It's a big deal.
I can't stand it when do-gooder rich people make themselves the story. That's what'll happen. That's the news angle.
Yeah, I can see that, yeah.
Besides, Layla doesn't like too much public exposure.
Yeah, Nora told me about that. The stalker. It's nasty.
Mm. You can see why she'd rather stay below the radar.
Hi, Kev.
How's the big project going?
Exhausting, but kind of great as well.
I'm glad to hear it. I don't want to rain on your parade.
Oh, please don't.
But as a pal...
Go on, then.
There's a rumour going round about your benefactor's deep pockets.
What's the rumour?
A contact of mine knows the husband, Phil. Bit of a reputation for massaging the figures, apparently. His companies never make a profit, yet his lifestyle...
Look, he seems like a pretty grounded bloke to me.
I'm sure.
No sports cars or Armani suits in sight.
Glad to hear it. I'm just passing on what I've heard.
Are you actively digging up this stuff?
Eh? No. So,
from the first time you met Layla, you seem to have had a bit of an issue with the whole thing.
Like you said, I have a suspicious mind. And I'd hate to see you get burned. That's all.
Got your wine here, folks?
Oh, thanks. Just pour away. We're not fussy.
Cool.
Can I just say what a privilege and a pleasure it's been to work with you two.
Hey!
And him. I never dreamt this whole thing could happen so quickly and so smoothly.
Oh, tempting fate now, Layla. There's still work to do.
Even so, I'm going to raise a glass. To exciting days ahead.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
I hate to ruin the moment.
What is it?
I need to ask you and Phil about something. You're probably going to be a bit shocked, but it's been preying on my mind.
Go ahead.
So, Frankie and I have signed an agreement to set up the social enterprise with your company.
What? With one of them?
LAP Holdings.
That's right.
I checked out LAP Holdings with Company's House.
Did you? Any particular reason you did that?
Just covering the bases, Phil.
Yeah, good for you.
And what I discovered, it doesn't seem to do anything.
Well, it's a holding company. We use it to transfer money between the different parts of the business.
And there's only one name on the paperwork, Tony De Silva.
Tony? He's still there, is he?
Yeah, as far as I know. To be honest, I don't see much of him.
All on Zoom now anyway, isn't it?
That's right.
He's an accountant in London, right? In the suburbs.
Here's the thing, Nora. LAP Holdings is a shell company.
Ah, the rich man's equivalent of cash under the mattress.
That's very well put.
Yeah, this country's full of them. We don't ask difficult questions when foreigners come looking for somewhere to stash their swag.
I think I mentioned that my father was from the old Soviet Union after it broke up. Azerbaijan became independent.
That's where he's from?
Yes. He went into business, oil and gas.
He made a lot of money very quickly.
Yeah, it was a lucky dip back then. National assets up for grabs.
Well, that was the case in Russia. Our family business is completely legitimate. We pay our taxes, treat our workers well, and sometimes, if we've had a good year, we take an extra dividend out of the country.
To fund your lavish lifestyle?
Well, yes.
Yeah, they all do it, Nora. It's not just the oligarchs. Billions pass through this country every year without touching the ground, en route from Azerbaijan, say, to some tax haven. Am I right?
BVI.
There you go. British Virgin Islands. You know something? I much prefer rich people when they're like this. Brazenly selfish and grasping. It's when you come over all touchy-feely that I want to puke.
I don't know what to say. If I'd known...
Nothing's changed, Nora. Except that you've got an insight into our world.
It's true. We still have a chance to do something really good here.
I don't want to hear these excuses. We were promised delivery by today. If you don't have them here first thing tomorrow, you're not getting paid.
Layla, come on.
Oh, these people.
Who?
What's the problem?
Apparently our tiles are stuck in a warehouse at Heathrow because there aren't enough ground staff to process them. Oh, and I don't know what these decorators have been up to.
The grouting, yes, I noticed that.
It's already got mold on it.
There's a spray we can get for that.
I want it done again. And have you seen the skirting in the living area? There's a 6-inch gap to the floor.
It's a centimetre at most.
There's bound to be a few issues. The speed we're making them work at.
It's not fast enough. I want the job finished and the builders out of here.
Layla, just take a breath. We need to talk about tenants.
I don't have the headspace for that right now.
We're on schedule. I don't understand why you're so stressed.
We need to get this whole thing done and paid for before the end of the financial year.
That's only a few weeks away.
You've known all along that the tax year ends in spring. Why the panic now?
Well, it's complicated, Nora.
Too complicated for me to understand.
Well, yes, frankly. Unless you have a deep knowledge of international tax law that you've been hiding from me. Jesus! I can't look at this mess!
Layla, come on.
Get off!
Okay. Nora, look. Let's wait till the work is done and then schedule a meeting about the tenants.
I can't believe this. Putting tenants first was supposed to be the whole point of this project.
And it still will be.
When? Right now, what we have is a tarted up building with no people living in it. Only now, there are twice as many empty flats as when Layla's father owned the place. Progress.
Nora's not very happy.
I think she felt belittled.
Well, Layla can do that to people. If you met her family, you'd understand why.
Huh?
Well, they're a pretty imperious bunch.
I assume you've heard Biden wants Putin to be prosecuted for war crimes.
Well, he's got it coming.
The writing's on the wall for all his buddies in the UK. The Economic Crime Bill. I'm sure you've heard about it.
In passing.
Yeah. They've rushed it through Parliament. More bad news for oligarchs. And for less high-profile people with complicated offshore arrangements. They're going after the tax dodgers and asset concealers. After decades of cover-ups and shady dealing, the T-word is suddenly in fashion.
What's that?
Transparency. Hmm.
So, it's a tricky time for people with guilty secrets.
It certainly is.
I'll tell you what, Frankie. I'll keep your secrets. If you keep mine.
Let me think about it. Hi.
I need you to come to the office.
I'll be there in an hour or two.
I really can't wait, Frankie. I need you here.
Sorry, say that again.
It's been sold.
The building Layla inherited, that we've spent months converting into social housing.
Sold? Has this been announced?
No.
So how come you know?
A pal of mine who works in insurance.
She spotted a change of ownership on the building's insurance policy and thought the timing was strange.
It might be a mistake. Bureaucratic mix-up.
I've checked. The freehold is in the new name as well.
I mean, I was with Phil 10 minutes ago, taking stuff down to the food bank. If they'd actually sold the place, surely he would have told me.
Unless he doesn't want you to know.
Do you know Phil?
I haven't had the pleasure.
So what are you basing that allegation on?
Hang on, Frankie.
I'm just passing on what I've heard.
I know how you people work. You dangle information to try and get more information.
In the movies, maybe.
And first softened up your targets by making them feel special.
Sorry, what?
She actually has a Kev phone voice. Did you know that?
Are you talking about me?
Hi, Kev.
This is just embarrassing.
Happy to help, Kev.
Oh, Frankie, please.
Oh, Kev, was it really horrid in
prison?
Will
you shut your stupid mouth?
I'd better get going.
I'm really sorry.
No worries.
He's...
Yeah.
Thanks for the tip offer. I'll call you later. God, I'm actually worried about you.
I'm sorry.
That is not the behaviour of a rational adult.
Yeah, I can see why you think that.
I mean, out of nowhere, one minute we're having a completely functional conversation.
It wasn't.
What?
Out of nowhere, it's been coming.
But why? What has Kev done to make you treat him like that?
It's not about Kev.
I thought we dealt with this years ago.
You dealt with it quite easily, as I recall.
Frankie, it was doomed from the start.
It was magical.
For a short time, a very short time, but it was never going to work.
Well, I guess I'm just a guy who can't say never.
What we did... Getting past that, starting the charities, staying good mates, I think that's really special. Much more special than a lot of relationships I've seen.
I suppose I should be grateful I've got this, Nora.
Yeah.
But what I really want is that, Nora. Can't help it. Want to wake up in the morning and find her there in the kitchen.
Hey.
Writing a list of chores she wants me to do that day, while she goes into battle against injustice. Armed with the sword of truth and the shield of compassion. And in the evening, I'd dress her wounds, and we'd have a couple of gins and look out at the sun setting behind the hills.
Oh, Frankie, if I could, I would, but that's the truth. It's just not going to happen.
Oh, shit.
Where are the builders?
I don't think there's anyone here, Nora.
But I'm supposed to be meeting... Hang on.
Who are you calling?
Olivia, the architect. Oh, come on. Olivia, hi. It's Nora Patterson. And well, I'm at the site. Are we meeting up? Did she? Okay. No, she hasn't told me. What about the builders? They're supposed to be finishing soon. No, they're not here either. Yeah, I'll do that. Thanks. Bye. Layla cancelled her. She doesn't know why the builders aren't here.
I can't get in.
What?
My key doesn't work. It doesn't even fit.
Let me try mine. Same thing. Oh, God.
They've changed the locks.
And the builder's gear is gone. There was a big pile of it in the hallway. They've done a job on us, Frankie.
Okay, let's retrace the steps. Layla came to you with this idea of converting a building into social housing.
And I couldn't resist.
Why you?
She wanted an ethical mentor, someone who understood the housing crisis in Manchester, the pressures people live under.
Okay, it makes sense.
It did. And when I tried to check her out online, there was nothing there. She'd wiped her online presence.
Why?
She said she had a stalker. I'm probably a lie, I don't know.
So, right from the start, she had a lot of money to spend.
And she wanted to spend it quickly.
Hi, Frankie.
Thanks for helping us unpick the mess.
No problem.
Brought some gin. Oh. Seemed appropriate.
Good call.
It's almost like Layla needed to get rid of the money. Why?
She had this meltdown about finishing the project by the end of the financial year.
Yeah. Phil mentioned that too. But why would people who use tax havens be worried about something as mundane as that?
It's a red herring. There's got to be another reason.
If it were me, and I'm stretching plausibility here, if I was desperate to get rid of a shitload of money, it would only be because I had to.
Because it wasn't legit.
It's dirty money.
And where better to clean it than in the world's favourite laundromat, the UK? Because we were the perfect cover. A charity gets involved in a project to provide social housing to low-income families. Move along, folks. Nothing to see here.
There was another reason.
Yeah?
She wanted it to happen fast, and we delivered that.
Because people want to be associated with virtuous initiatives. Look at Olivia.
That's the architect.
She dropped everything to do it.
Yeah, and she found a team of builders and tradesmen to do the same.
Yeah, the whole thing was done and dusted in 3-4 months. Some kind of record.
Good. So, if it wasn't the end of the tax year, why were they in a hurry?
It's not like they were broke, needing the cash.
The Economic Crime Act.
What?
Rushed through Parliament in March in response to Putin's invasion of Ukraine.
That was aimed at Russian oligarchs.
Not only them. From now on, the authorities can investigate anyone who owns properties through offshore companies.
Or shell companies like Layla's LAP Holdings.
That's the company you signed your agreement with.
They saw the axe was about to fall, so they rushed through the building work.
Abandoned any pretense of a social housing scheme.
And cashed in the chips before the new law was enforceable.
They were always planning to offload it to a legitimate business who'd pay them clean money.
And a big profit.
Job done. Kev and I went looking for Tony De Silva, the London accountant named as nominal owner of LAP Holdings. What we learned was shocking. De Silva, his wife and their two children had disappeared in 2018, without warning, without saying goodbye to friends or family. One neighbour had a plausible theory that the De Silvas were in witness protection, and he had something else. 3 boxes that Tony had stored in his garage, and that the neighbour was happy to get rid of.
Finally.
What?
Azerbaijanis. Here.
Responsibilities of a nominee owner.
That was his role. A front man for the beneficial owners.
Enhanced due diligence.
As nominee, you're legally obliged to check out the people you vouch for.
He's written a report here. At least one beneficial owner is a politically exposed person. He has a close relationship with senior political figures in Baku. His family occupy positions of power and profit within the country. His children have been educated overseas and live lives of extreme wealth, including a son, Chiral, in the US, and a daughter, Layla, in the UK.
Tony did his own work.
It's highly likely that this person is corrupt and unfit to hold a directorship in a UK company.
So Tony got the dirt on Layla's dad.
I want to take her down, Kev. Is that bad?
Might be bad for you. The need for revenge can be self-destructive.
Did they teach you that in prison?
Actually, yeah. Not much of a silver lining, I know, but it's been really nice getting to spend some proper time with you.
Did that stuff Frankie came out with about my special Kev voice...
Yeah.
You know he's just paranoid.
If you say so.
He has feelings he's never quite resolved, for me.
Ah, that explains a lot.
And he's jealous of any man I might admire and appreciate in a strictly professional way.
Right.
I just thought I'd clarify that.
Got it.
Nora, I got your message.
Where are you?
Does that matter?
I'd just like to know which jurisdiction you're in.
Being rich is its own jurisdiction.
Till you make a mistake. Do you remember Yolanda? I told you about her, a single mum separated from her daughter because she keeps getting evicted from flats.
Was she your pet project?
I had to tell her that her dream home wasn't going to happen.
You shouldn't have promised it to her in the first place. That was unprofessional.
Just... any part of you feel bad about what you did?
It's not my job to solve the UK's housing crisis. I made a killing on the property market. Isn't that every English person's fantasy? It's not a crime.
Will be soon.
You mean this Economic Crime Act?
It'll stop people like you from setting up secret shell companies here.
That's the plan, but if you bother to read the small print, it's really very easy to get around the restrictions. You know, the UK has pulled off a pretty clever con trick. It presents itself as a victim of unscrupulous foreigners with their dirty money. The truth is, your laws and institutions have always encouraged the corruption and greed they claim to deplore. Maybe you should try campaigning about that.
What about Tony De Silva?
Tony, yes. Now that's why I'm returning your call.
What happened to him?
I have no idea.
He left behind some interesting documents. His research into corrupt and criminal overseas investors.
Do you have these documents?
I know where they are.
I strongly advise you to get rid of them. Certainly any documents pertaining to Azerbaijan.
Why?
Because if you try to show them to anyone, your life won't be worth living.
Are you threatening me?
I'm forewarning you that the people whose interests you want to damage are very well equipped to fight back by all kinds of judicial and other means.
I've deposited Tony's documents in a solicitor's safe with instructions that if anything...
But if anything happens to you, they'll be... what exactly?
Handed to the police.
You're a warrior. I'll give you that. One thing I didn't make up, I do honestly admire you.
I'll be on your case for as long as it takes.
Bye, Nora.
I brought you a present. It's out in the van.
Mm. Is it more pastries? I'm going to be honest with you, Frankie. The last lot went in the bin.
It's a tree.
A tree?
An indoor tree in a pot for the office.
Why did you buy me a tree?
To keep you company.
You going somewhere?
Cottage, Hope Valley. It's in Derbyshire.
And what, you work from home?
I've had enough. I'm packing it in, Nora.
Do you want me to try and talk you out of it?
No.
I'm not glad you're leaving, but it is best for both of us. Have you got another job lined up?
I'm hoping to get by without, for now anyway. Read, paint, hike.
I have a mortgage to pay on the cottage.
I bought it for cash.
How could a man with 10 grand of debts on his credit card buy a house for cash?
My consultancy fee.
Who consulted you?
Phil, Layla's husband. He tried to talk me round to Layla's project. I wasn't budging. So, he offered me a large sum of money.
And you took it?
Suddenly the puzzle of my future life seemed magically resolvable. I'm only keeping half for myself. The rest is for the charity, for you.
It was a bribe.
That's one interpretation.
A bung, and you expect me to accept it?
The way I see it, I liberated this money from the grasping clutches of a corrupt multimillionaire. Now you can liberate it from the clutches of a sad old lefty who will otherwise spaff it all away on gin and pastries.
How would this work? You'd gift it to the charity?
Ideally, to be invested in some kind of social housing project. One that actually happens. But that's entirely up to you.
I'll think about it.
Good. Oh, one other suggestion while I'm here. If you're thinking of replacing me...
I can't run the charity on my own.
You should ask Kev. He cares too much to be a great journalist. But as a campaigner, he'd smash it.
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah, you said it. I'll go and get your tree from the van.
In Pretty Vacant by Hugh Costello. Nora was played by Jane Slavin, Frankie by Tim McInerney, Layla, Genevieve Gaunt, Phil, John Hopkins, Kev, Will Howard, and Yolanda, Alex Constantinidi. The director was Owen O'Callaghan. Pretty Vacant is a Big Fish Radio production for the BBC.